It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. Halloween is around the corner, and for one little town in the lower Hudson Valley, the holiday also brings a reliable boom in tourism. The legend of the Headless Horseman helped propel Sleepy Hollow to national fame more than 200 years ago. Elizabeth Bradley is an author and a Hudson Valley historian. She joins us now to talk about the myth, the town, and the enduring appeal of the spooky legend. Elizabeth, welcome to WNYC.
Thank you so much.
Elizabeth, the Headless Horseman myth has roots in Europe. The version we tend to be familiar with comes from Washington Irving's short story, The Legend of Sleepy Hollow. You wrote a whole book on Irving. In a few sentences, what's Irving's version of the story?
Irving's version of the story is set in the Hudson Valley region, so it's a region familiar to New Yorkers, and it pits an outsider, a Yankee named Ichabod Crane, against a very insular Dutch community. Throughout the course of the story, Ichabod pursues the local Dutch heiress in an effort to integrate himself into this community and is ultimately run out of town by the apparition of the Headless Horseman.
I've been to Sleepy Hollow, Elizabeth. I don't recall anything inherently spooky about it. So why was Irving interested in portraying it as so scary?
I think for Irving, it was the opportunity to populate a very young nation with ghosts, with mythologies. You have to remember that Irving was born the year the Revolutionary War ended. You know, that was very much in the recent rearview mirror for the people of Sleepy Hollow and for the people of a very new United States. And it was this opportunity to create a whole regional culture, and he really seized it and had a lot of fun with it.
How did the legend of Sleepy Hollow come to be associated with Halloween in the first place?
That's another great question because, you know, he doesn't mention Halloween once in the story. Halloween was not a popular holiday at the time. I think it has a lot to do with the idea of the Headless Horseman as America's first monster. He often is associated with having a pumpkin for a head. And most people really know the Disney version, which is from the middle of the 20th century. And I think that's where the Halloween association really started to come into play.
For a 200-year-old short story, this legend seems to have tremendous staying power. How has it transformed in pop culture, and why is it still so popular?
It has such legs, and you can see that in all the different interpretations and adaptations. And at Historic Hudson Valley, where I work, we really celebrate all of these different versions because there truly is a legend of Sleepy Hollow for every generation and for every audience and interest. You've got, you know, Minecraft Legends of Sleepy Hollow and Scooby-Doo.
Zoinks, it's him!
I want a head!
You even have Kanye referencing the legend in his lyrics. You can find the version that you like or the version that speaks to you pretty much wherever you look this time of year.
And finally, Elizabeth, what are some events or places you recommend for visitors to Sleepy Hollow interested in experiencing Halloween fun?
Well, if you don't want to be too scared, you can come visit us at Sunnyside, Washington Irving's home, which is right on the banks of the Hudson, and it's extremely atmospheric this time of year. You get a sense for all of the atmosphere that inspired him. In the evening, we have our most celebrated storyteller, Jonathan Kruk, walking you through the entire legend with an appearance by the horseman himself. And it's a little creepy, you know, there's a lot of woods, and if you kind of look in the wrong direction, you might see something unexpected.
We've been speaking with Hudson Valley historian Elizabeth Bradley. She's the author of a book about Washington Irving's The Legend of Sleepy Hollow. Elizabeth, thank you.
Thank you so much.